Unit 8. Listening. Part 4. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their jobs in television. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, each speaker's job. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says they find difficult about their job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I do different shifts and I sometimes don't come off air until 10:30 if there's a big game on. I get a real buzz out of getting ready, going through my scripts and getting my makeup and hair done. Of course, however prepared you are, you don't know what's going to happen in a live event. Sometimes, if there's extra time in a match, we have to change the planned running order of a programme. That can be terrifying on live television. With a studio full of people, I'm on my own at that point. I also sometimes interview people live and pride myself on being able to get the best out of them, even if they are tired.
Speaker 2.
I work mainly on documentaries, and most days are office-based, but the work fascinates me. A lot of time is spent on the phone getting the background for stories and producing detailed briefs for producers. Sometimes I'm struggling to find the right interviewee, and other times I have too many, and then I have to tell someone I'm not able to use them after all and deal with their disappointment. That can be hard. I do get out and about, though. If I'm working on a live production, I'll give advice and support to the presenters during a broadcast. That sounds exotic, but in fact it means a lot of hanging around.
Speaker 3.
I work on soap operas, so I need to make everything look as natural as possible. It's not like working in a theatre where everything has to be very bright. I'm part of a team responsible for planning a set, and I operate the equipment, which has become more and more complex over the years. I have to make sure I make the most of the new technology as it's available. Sometimes, when you've got used to doing things a certain way, that can be annoying. I'll never be a millionaire, but no 2 days are the same. And there is usually a great atmosphere around production sets.
Speaker 4.
I love working in TV, as I get a really wide brief. It can take several hours to make someone look 20 years older than they really are, or make them look unwell. And some of the jobs I get are pretty demanding. But the real challenge is sitting with the same actor for a long period of time. Sometimes we have a really good chat and sometimes we don't say much. But there are actors who use it as a chance to go over everything that's going wrong in their lives, and I'm stuck then. It can get a bit too much. But nothing beats the satisfaction of the actor looking in the mirror and saying, wow.
Speaker 5.
Although my job is hard work, it's great fun and very fulfilling. Sadly, though, in my line of business, we always end up at the bottom of the credits at the end of a TV programme, even though a production wouldn't get anywhere without us. To do my job, you need to have a good ear and be able to pick out any undesirable noise. I've also had to learn to be very patient. Most of my time is spent standing around waiting for decisions to be made. That doesn't bother me. I'm glad it's up to the producer to get the whole thing to come together. I wouldn't want that job.